Chapter 15, The Fourth Power. More and more people with children came to the next classes. Many of those who had been at the first ritual of the creation of the Field of Love now spoke from the stage about the miraculous results. Children's incurable illnesses disappeared. Parents began to feel better. Peace and harmony prevailed in families. Children began to learn better. Their creative abilities began to open up. Lyria taught people how to conceive, nurture, bring up children, and to discover the genius of the child in the created field of love. She talked about how to keep it in the family, in one's home, how to include other members of the family, even those who do not believe and do not attend the classes. But one day, there were far fewer people in the room than usual, and those who were there looked tense. When Lyria asked what was wrong, one of the regulars, Valentine, stepped forward and handed her a newspaper with a gruesome article about the activities of the Lovefield cult. It turned out that there was a TV program defaming Lyria. Her activities were called sectarian, and her assistant Arthur was labeled a crazy debauchee. Lyria picked up a newspaper with the screaming headline, "Sex Guru Infects Children with AIDS." She was horrified to read the vicious slander and wept over the paper with her arms around her head. Arthur jumped up on the stage and, running his eyes over the article, unable to restrain his emotions, exclaimed from his heart, "I'll punish those unscrupulous journalists so that they don't dare to defame a good cause."
"Calm down, Arthur," Alice said softly, putting her arm around his shoulders. "You realize that this is an order from the Special Services, which fight against any dissent. Journalists have nothing to do with it. They could not even write it. The article was fabricated by those who unleashed this information war."
Arthur took a deep breath, trying to calm his emotions and look at the situation from a different angle.
"You're right," he exhaled, sending his beloved a look of gratitude.
And then Alice stepped forward and addressed everyone present.
"People," she began to say, "you have been here and you have felt the grace of creating Field of Love. You have seen the good changes in your families. Your children have recovered, have become more harmonious, have discovered their abilities. Why do you not trust your eyes? Do not listen to your heart, but immediately believe any newspaper hoax? Those who wrote these false lines have not even been to our classes, have not created the Field of Love. What can they know about what they are writing about? Remember, not so long ago, we were still living in the USSR, and back then, the media used to muddy any bright endeavor that contradicted the policy of the Communist Party. And now, nothing has changed. The same thing is happening. The state wants to preserve its way of upbringing, its ideology, because all this keeps people in subordination, in line. After all, it is much easier to rule ignorant, unhappy people, immersed in solving their own problems, than a happy, free people."
"That's right, that's right," resounded from the hall.
The people who came to the next class and were not afraid of anti-propaganda fully shared Alice's words. The girl looked around at everyone with an excited, burning gaze and continued, "And modern education does not give answers to the highly important human questions: how to be happy, healthy, how to give birth and bring up children, how to have harmony in the family and be successful in life. Answers to all these questions you get here and in other scary sects. Scary for those who are afraid that you will remove your information chains and become free. And now it is worth only to print something in the newspapers or show it on TV, and people, like zombies, instantly believe in this lie, even forgetting their own experience, not thinking reasonably, not trusting, and not listening to their heart. And I beg you," the girl turned to Lyria, "don't be upset. We need your knowledge. We believe in you. We love you. And we ask, please, please continue to teach us, despite these intrigues of the Dark Ones. Because now, it depends on these lessons whether the Field of Love will be preserved, whether it will continue to help all of us and our children."
"Yes, please teach us!" Cheers erupted from the audience. "We are with you.
We do not believe in this nonsense. We realize that this is the work of the devil, who wants to destroy the fledgling germ of a good cause.
Touched by everyone's support, Lyria began to come to her senses. She threw away the false newspaper, stood up, and, taking the microphone, called the people to universal prayer.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org.